It's Thursday, the 17th of January, 2013. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is the enhanced audio version of my geekmummy.com blog. Today's blog post is called Way of Life. Is this the app that will help you keep your resolutions? I've been thinking about New Year's resolutions today. We are over halfway through January now, and I'm wondering how everybody's getting on with their resolutions. Are you still sticking to them? Have you given up already? I've already said in a previous blog post and audio boo that I'm not making resolutions this year, but I am setting areas of focus. I've laid out four areas that I want to focus on during the year. And of course, that's probably not enough. You can't just say you're going to focus on something. You've got to have something that encourages you to do something about those things that you're thinking about. One of my focus areas is healthy living. I've got a number of things about my lifestyle which I don't think are very healthy at the moment, and I want to change them. And I've been trying to think about how I start changing these things. And at a very timely moment, I heard about an app called Way of Life. And this app claims to be the ultimate habit maker and breaker. So I thought, well, that sounds good. I'll give that a go. It's actually a really beautifully uncomplicated app. It basically allows you to set yourself one or more targets, goals, things you want to do in a day or things you don't want to do in a day. It's done on a daily basis. And as long as you set it up so that you can, at the end of each day, say, yes, I did that, or no, I didn't do that. And as long as there's a concept of one of those being good and one of those being not so good, then the app is going to work for you. So it might be do 30 minutes exercise a day. It might be read a story with the kids. It might be don't eat chocolates. You know, you get the idea. There's a number of different things you can put into this. And then each day you just take a minute or so to go into the app, tap the day, and it gives you a big green tick or a big red cross. And you can say, yes, I did it. No, I didn't do it. And that's all you need to do. And it, you can even set it up with a daily alarm so it prompts you to go in and do an update each day. And then you can see over the period of a week or a month how many days you did what you want to do or didn't do what you don't want to do, and how many days that you didn't manage to do the habit. And the idea is, obviously, if you do something often enough, it becomes a habit. So this app is to just try and help you encourage these things to become a habit. The other nice thing about this app is that, so you've got this at a glance view where you can see how you're doing over the month or the week, and you can also you've got a trend line as well. So the good thing about this is, even if you have an off day, if you have a day where you have to go in and say, actually, didn't manage it today, you can still look back at the week and go, well, actually, you know, I've done 4 days out of five so far, so I'm doing all right. And it's, you know, you don't end up beating yourself for messing up on one day, because you can look back and see how well you've done on other days. I've started off by setting myself two goals to try and encourage my healthy lifestyle. I want to be in bed with the lights out before midnight every day, and I also want to not eat sweets and chocolate. And the app is actually really working for me, because there's been a couple of days where I've looked at a bar of chocolate and I've thought, actually, you know what, I don't really want a red mark for today, I'll not eat that chocolate. And again, I've gone dashing to bed at 5 to midnight on a couple of occasions to try and avoid getting the red marks. I'm still getting red marks every now and again, but it's definitely less than it would be if I wasn't consciously tracking these things. The app is iPhone only, but it will run on the iPad in compatibility mode, you know, the little 2X mode. It doesn't synchronize your data between devices, so I recommend just using it on one device and updating it in one place, otherwise you're going to be permanently trying to update all over the place. It's a free app, free to download, and initially, on initial download, you can set up to 3 goals. And there's a little advert on the screen as well, which is obviously how it's being funded and how they can make it free. If you want to, you can pay £2.99 via an in-app purchase, and that will remove the advertising and allow you to set an unlimited number of goals. So I could tell within a day or so that I was going to find this a really useful app, and I was quite happy to pay the unlock code. And although I've only got 2 goals at the moment, I might well add some more later on, and it's worth, you know, I'd pay some money to get rid of advertising, but I do appreciate that it's, you know, you can then download it free and it's free to try. And, you know, if you don't get on with it, nothing lost. So as far as I'm concerned, it's a great app. If you need a little bit of extra help sticking to your resolutions or just want to track your progress, I highly recommend it. It's Way of Life, the ultimate habit maker and breaker.